This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, it's the live Sunday night edition. And, well, we call it Free Talk Live because you can call in and talk live here on the radio. You're free to do that. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Welcome, Jackie. Laurel is out on, I don't know, doing important lawyer
stuff.
She said
something about a cruise.
Okay.
So I'm guessing she's on a boat.
All right. All right.
And I can't sing the rest of the Lonely Island song.
I don't know much about it.
The FCC will not allow that.
Oh, I know which one to which you refer.
Yes.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call that or you can use our Discord lines. It's you just go to discord.freetalklive.com and you can call in there through a voice over IP protocol. It makes it real easy for you. So all you have to do is download the app. It's discord.freetalklive.com. Daryl, I seem to have got you wound up with one of my bits of show prep here, and I like the ones that have to do with school because we've all been kids, and many of us have kids, and everybody's got an opinion on how to raise kids, and nobody's good at it. So, you know, let me just dig right in. This is from dcclothesline.com. It's a...
Never heard of it.
Not an unpopular blog, but, you know, whatever. Annie Holmquist writes here. I recently dug up a 1908 curriculum manual in the Minnesota Historical Society archives. It provided instructions on everything from teacher deportment to recommended literature lists for various grades. As a book lover, I was especially interested in the latter, with the exception of a few textbooks like anthologies. The chart below lists the recommended reading material for Minnesota 7th and 8th graders in 1908. Now, I mean,
I'm guessing that, and I just went to this website. Like I said, I had never heard of it before. The first thing listed after the title and the tagline is a link to something called the Deplorables Network. So this basically is some kind of right-wing something, and I'm guessing they're going to say that we're all a bunch of dum-dums because we're not reading Descartes as, 10-year-olds.
It's not the first time. It's not your first time on the Internet, pretty clearly. This is done, but it was done even before the Internet. Was the suggestion in some way, shape, or form, school sucks now much more than it did back whenever.
I remember, probably like 15 years ago seeing something of, here's a 8th grade graduation exam from, some middle of nowhere town in Nebraska, yeah. And it's all farming questions. Of course I don't know how to answer them. I've never done farming. Well, I couldn't tell you how many bushels go in the back of a flatbed truck, but that was one of, like some kind of thing of how many bushels fit in this box that is this size. I don't know. I don't know how large a bushel of hay is.
Okay. They don't make bushels of hay. I saw, even when I was in high school, some kind of exam for, I think it was 6th grade from, I don't remember when it was, but sometime in the late 1800s, and looked at it and just was befuddled by what it was they were asking
right.
In many cases.
Probably a lot of agrarian questions, and we don't live in an agrarian society anymore.
Well, the question you asked was more of a math problem about volume than anything. But,
right, but again, if you don't know the dimensions of one of those, bundles of hay, you're not going to know how many fit inside a box of a specific size.
I guess that this person is focusing on what's been read by 7th and 8th graders in the past versus what they're doing now, and I think that is instructive, if nothing else. It's an interesting comparison as to what was going on. So let me read some of them here. Some of these things I've never heard of in my life. I don't know what...
That just means that you're a big old dum-dum because you didn't read books that nobody's read in 100 years.
Lobo, Rag, and Vixen by Ernest Thompson Seton. I've never heard of it. But I have heard of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Evangeline, yep. Certainly read that, Harold, Last King of the Saxons, Edward Bulwer Lytton, somewhere along the line I'd heard of that, but I don't know that much about it. Tanglewood Tales by Nathaniel Hawthorne. I know that that was in a literature game that I played when I was a kid, but I never read it. The Courtship of Miles Standish by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Well, I know I've heard of that, but I haven't read it. Rob and His Friends by John Brown. Goldbug by Edgar Allan Poe. I've certainly read plenty of Poe, but I don't know if Goldbug comes to mind off the top of my head. Stories of Heroic Deeds by James Lohonet, I don't know. Stories from Dickens, you guess, Dickens. Old Ballads in Prose by Eva March Tappan. Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. Captain's Courageous by Rudyard Kipling. I've read Treasure Island, and I think I've read Captain's Courageous. I'm not 100% sure on that one. But that's about it at this point.
Yeah,
and I'm 47, not in 7th grade.
Yeah. I mean, we're a little younger than you. I recognize a lot of these names, but when I was in middle school, which was, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade in my district, we got reading textbooks that were primarily, like, anthologies that... So while some of these names sound familiar, there was probably short stories, essays, or excerpts in the textbook and not the actual books. And one of the big differences is going to be is there just probably weren't... There wasn't this huge textbook industry putting out these big, thick anthologies, which are easier for school systems to just buy a bunch of those.
Goldbug is a short story by Poe, so it's not even a full book. So basically, I'm guessing several of these are going to be short stories that probably were put in some kind of anthology, but you know, somebody's releasing this of, look at all of these books that people read.
Yeah, so just the big difference is okay, they used to publish things separately, like little pamphlets. There used to be,
or they were in some, you know, or they were in some anthology of short stories or whatever. I know Poe. Much of the Poe that we read was in that situation.
Well, she says, with the exception of a few textbook-like anthologies. So I think one of the big differences between then and now is the prevalence of textbook-like anthologies is much greater. Because it used to be a lot more popular to get, like, little novellas, little booklets, or even, you know, stories were serialized in newspapers.
So let's read
the way we publish things has changed.
Edna Public Schools, Twin Cities Metro's finest districts, namely the Edna Public Schools, again, with the exception of a few textbook anthologies, the list below offers the reading options for their 7th and 8th graders. This is current day. And, again, I haven't heard much of this stuff either. The author, Avi, Nothing But the Truth.
Never heard of it.
A Step from Heaven, Nah.
Never heard of it.
Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Got it.
Hold on. I thought that was one that is often on the banned books list, and no 7th and 8th grader today should read it because
correct.
It makes people feel bad.
Yeah.
Which
well,
that's kind of...
I don't think it makes
it. It's because of the racial slurs, and so I think the concern is... At what age you introduce that literature in which kids will be mature enough to understand that you don't use those words
right.
anymore just because it's in your book. There's sort of they want to ban books, blah, blah, blah. But, like, a lot of times the so-called book banning discussions are actually just what's an appropriate age at which to introduce this so that we can explain in context, like, just because your textbook says this doesn't mean you can use this
word,
kids.
Well, and another book on this list, The Diary of Anne Frank, has been banned from certain places because, you know, it talks about the Holocaust. And we can't have kids reading about that. So there are a lot of things that are on those banned books list that I think should be, now, I'm not going to say required reading, but certainly encouraged reading.
Yeah, and I mean, aside from just are kids mature enough to understand what is and isn't appropriate language to use, there's also the, well, okay, at what age do you burst the little bubble of innocence and let your children know that there's bad things in the world?
Right.
You know, one of my earliest memories is making a protest sign against nuclear proliferation. So, you know, my parents weren't shy about letting me know that there was horrific things in the world, but some people want to protect their kids' innocence as long as possible. Whether that's good for the kids' long-term emotional health versus, you know, you're just
Like I said,
I don't know.
Everybody messes up parenthood.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. I've got some readings here that I think are great comparing the two. And I find that, you know, obviously the authors probably got their angle, but it's very interesting to me. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Do you think kids today are more poorly educated than when you were in school? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Friday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the difference between the reading lists in 1908 versus reading list today in middle school. This is for 7th and 8th graders. And I think it's interesting stuff just to see the different things, different choices that we have made as a society. I mean, to some extent, that's what's going on here, right? Not that anyone asks me what the reading lists ought to be for middle school.
If you pulled up a reading list from 1808, it's going to be completely different. If you pull up a reading list of here's what the King of England's son read in 1008, it's going to be completely different. It doesn't mean we're a bunch of dum-dums because we're not reading, you know, like the Life and Times of Josephus.
We are a bunch of dum-dums if we believe that there was a King of England in 1008. The number to call in is 855-450-FREE.
There were multiple kings in England.
Yes.
But yes, there wasn't one who called himself the King of England.
Could have been Northumbria, no doubt. I don't imagine they were doing a heck of a lot of reading at that
Lessons.
Point. Frankly. Let's go on here with the from DCClothesline.com. The things that they're claiming here separate the difference between the modern and the 110-year-old reading lists are time period. One of the striking features of the Edna list, that's the modern one, is how recent the titles are. Many of the selections were published in the 21st century. In fact, only four of the selections are more than 20 years old. In comparison, over half of the titles on the first list were at least 20 years old in 1908, with many of them averaging between 50 and 100 years. Older is not necessarily better, but books on the first list suggest that schools of the past were more likely to give their students time-tested classic literature rather than books whose popularity may happen to be a passing fad.
I call BS on that because, again, look at the time period. Yeah, it was somewhat easier to get books published in the late 1800s, but it was still, you know, a fairly, difficult thing to do. To where you had, you know, like these printing presses where you would have to physically put the little the letters in the thing and then manually pull down a crank and print. So yeah, the movable type printing press did make it easier, but it was still fairly difficult. Now we've got big, huge, giant machines. There are a lot more books getting published today. There have been a lot of books getting published, you know, in the last 50 years. So
the suggestion is that a book will, if it's time-tested, that it's probably a better book. I don't know if I agree with that statement, but, an older book that still has currency today is probably better literature than something that has been just written in the last 10 years. I've read some of the stuff that's won awards in the past, the recent past, and it's not that good, honestly.
Right, and, you know, honestly, Shakespeare is crap.
What?
Shakespeare was never intended to be sat and read. Shakespeare was to be seen as a performance.
Well,
yes,
reading,
I agree with you on that.
Well, that's true. It's to be seen as a performance. It doesn't mean that it's not great literature.
It's horrible literature. It's good plays.
All right.
Yeah, it depends. Okay, so I think the issue here is, like, what are you trying to achieve with 7th and 8th graders? And I think with 7th and 8th graders, you're still trying to get them to just be into reading.
I think today it's just trying to keep them out of prison
and
knife fighting in the halls.
Okay, but if you look at what you should actually be trying to achieve with children of that age, I think just still at that point, you're trying to engender a love of reading for the rest of their life. And if you give them a bunch of dry stuff that uses older English that they don't understand and is about things and situations and characters they can't relate to, that's not going to be that interesting.
Sure,
so I think
read
that
the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah, I think when you're you know, 7th, 8th grade, that's 12, 13 years old. I think at that age, you're still wanting to get kids into reading.
Right. To me, that's the most important thing, and I don't care if they read the back of cereal boxes, comic books, or, you know, the Twilight series. Yeah. I don't care.
So I approve of more recent books, because even if you go back 100, 200 years, you start getting into differences in the written language where you're not going to understand some of the phrases, and that's just... even without having to understand the historical context in which they're referring to specific things. Like, there's a lot of specialized vocabulary. If you read, you know, I read historical romances, there's a lot of specialized vocabulary to
Jane
the point
Eyre,
of which...
is that what we're talking about? That kind of thing?
Trashier ones.
All right, I'm not familiar with
the
them.
Smutty kind. There's you know, like, they even put out books for authors of historical romance novels, like, explaining things, because so many people will go out and try and write in this genre, and they'll get details wrong, and it'll drive people crazy. So, you know, any kind of historical fiction, though, is going to have that problem.
So, you know, I think that they'd be better off in middle school. This is, if somebody wants to ask a talk show host instead of a teacher what their opinion is, and I'm happy to give it, is that they should just do the Harry Potter series and run the literature class like a book club. Kids are going to be much more interested in Harry Potter than they are interested in Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Great.
Because when I was in, like, you know, elementary school, middle school, where you just got to pick a book and write a book report,
yep.
I would read, you know, like 2-3 books a week sometimes because I enjoyed reading. Once, like, late middle school and junior high, they started saying, this is the book that you must read and this is the book that you have to write a book report on, I stopped reading because I didn't like the things that were being forced onto me.
I do think you eventually want to have that kind of common, like the Western canon, which has now been expanded to have more multicultural offerings. I do think that there's value to having sort of a shared literary tradition in our culture. For nothing else, you're not going to understand a lot of phrases and references that people make, like what's an Achilles heel, or what is opening Pandora's box, or you know, I'm just pulling these. They don't have them off the top of my head, but there's a lot of literary references.
I know I was taught those things. I don't think it was in any kind of reading or literature class. I think it was actually in one of my history classes where we had to learn Greek and Roman mythology.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, mythology is a form of literature. There's, you know, what's a catch-22? What's a nurse ratchet? Like, these are references to things, and if you don't get the, you know, the classic or don't throw me in the fire patch, getting somebody to paint the fence for you. Like, there's all these literary references that you're just not going to understand a lot of conversation and articles and just, you know, educated discourse if you don't have these references. And people slip them into speech without realizing it. And I've had to deal with this. I've done a lot of professional editing work for non-native English speakers, and some of it I just have to explain, like, where these idiomatic phrases come from.
Yeah, I think this is one of the difficulties, right? On one hand, Daryl, you're absolutely right. Kids are going to be more passionate about reading, and this is a tenuous time. I stopped reading at about, I think, third grade, and didn't really pick it up on my own again until like 12, because I think largely the same reasons that you did. However, the point that Jackie make is well said. I mean, do we need a cultural canon? Maybe we do. 855-450-3733. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People worldwide are remembering former President George H.W. Bush. Margaret Brennan put it this way on CBS's Face the Nation.
You heard Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany give him credit, call him a father of reunified Germany. Look to something like a crisis, like the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, and how Bush 41 handled that. Mr. Bush had experiences having been the first U.S. envoy to China. He used that in his time as CIA director to then manage what could have really been a very different outcome for a country that went on to become our chief economic rival.
Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Jackie.
The number's 855-450-3733. We're talking about, well, education, the education level of people who were in 7th and 8th grade about 100 years ago versus now. And
no, specifically we're talking about the reading list.
Yeah, but it's part of the education level, and this is a greater conversation, I think. We're often told that farmers with, pretty crappy nutrition and a terrible and no internet were somehow better educated than we are today. And I don't, maybe it's true.
They were differently educated.
But maybe they're better educated. I have no answer.
You bring a farmer from 1847 to present day, they're not going to know anything about that little robot turd that lives in your pocket. They're not going to know what this crazy machine is sitting in front of us. Like, there are a lot of things.
But school's not teaching you about that stuff either. I mean, kids are learning about phones and computers
right
at home. They're not learning
and
about it at school.
Yes,
school.
They are.
I mean, I don't know about you.
I played Oregon Trail.
Yeah, we
on
played a lot of Oregon
school,
Trail. Yeah.
Not at home.
I mean, I had one at home, but we had a lot of stuff that I learned beyond just, you know, screwing around playing games was at school. Like, I learned a little bit of programming at school.
Programming?
I learned how to type at school.
Okay. Well, yeah. Typing was an elective. when I was in school. You had to choose to go to typing. So,
but, I mean, you're 7 years older than us.
True,
so.
Tis true.
Yeah.
Tis true. All right, let's go to Dan calling in from Virginia. I'll get back here to the story in just a second. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how are you doing tonight?
All's well.
Enjoying your conversation here. I just wanted to share with you, we have a school, and one of the things, and all of you guys had really good opinions on the way to get the kids to read, and what we did was, or what we still do, is when they're younger, we have kind of a curriculum-type set of books, but when they get to the age of, like, from 11 to 14, that's where you really run into a real challenge. So some of the things that we've done, you mentioned the Harry Potter series. So what we want to get them to do is continue to enjoy reading. And one of the ways we've done that is, believe it or not, a lot of the movies that these kids have seen, like Star Wars has literally, I think, about 40-some different books.
Yeah, got to be dozens.
Hundreds. No, literally hundreds.
I've got a couple in my library, and I thought they were fine.
Yeah, the Star Wars Expanded Universe is hundreds and hundreds of books now.
Yeah.
Well, what we'll do sometimes is we'll take and see where some of the movies that they might have been exposed to, what the background on the books are. And if we can get them to continue to read and enjoy reading, what we'll do as they approach the older age, we might introduce a book that might not be that interesting, but has some cultural, relevance to it. We found that if they enjoy reading, that it's much easier for them to digest that kind of assignment as to just take them like, okay, now we want you to start reading. And
this
I think one of you guys said that, you could do the book report if you pick the book, but when you're forced to read something that's not very interesting, it's much more difficult. And we found that if you get them in the habit of reading and they enjoy reading, it's much easier to introduce those cultural relevant books than it is just doing it off the cold.
Yeah, this is reminding me a lot of my own experience. So I used to do a thing where I would basically read all my textbooks in the first month or school, and then I would take the quizzes and do fine on them, and I would spend middle school, which is the age we're talking about, reading Star Trek novels under my desk, so the teachers couldn't pay attention. So, like, basically, my performance, if it was like a test-based class, I did great. If it was a homework and class participation-based thing, I did terrible. Like, I actually managed to flunk home ec because I didn't do anything. I just read my novels. And I got away with that in most of my classes until I hit the seventh grade. And my seventh grade reading teacher figured out what I was up to. And he's like, look, I know you already read your entire textbook. I know you're going to do fine on the exams for the rest of the year, but I'm not going to have you just sit here and read Star Trek novels during my class. So he put together, just for me, a custom reading list. And he had Fahrenheit 451, Something Wicked This Way Comes, Mary Bradbury is on there, sort of a classic, sort of gothic novel about...
Bradbury did some science fiction, too, so that was going to... He's trying to aim it at what you're interested in.
But he made me read a variety. I also had to read Rebecca, which was this novel set in sort of this, like, mansion, and there was, like, the ghost of the wife. I had to read Pillars of Earth by Ken Follett, which was about building a cathedral in the Middle Ages. Those are the three that stuck with me, but...
Those were relatively modern books at the time,
a
lot of cases.
For every book, like, basically, I had to read one book that he picked every month, which I could still blow through it pretty fast, but the deal was, is like, I had to read and write him a paper, and so this was an exceptional teacher who, like, just voluntarily added to his workload because he didn't want to see me just reading trash all day. I had to read a book that he picked and write a little report on it for him, and then I could go back to reading Star Trek novels, and then I have to read another one.
Dan?
It's kind of, that's very similar to what I'm describing to you as well. And the way you structure it, because the challenge is the middle school kids. That's where the real challenge comes in. And you've got to be creative and you've got to do something that's a little bit, a little bit more difficult, and you have to be flexible. And and this is a private school, so public schools, I can't tell you how they would do it, but.
Well, that works for me.
To be creative.
Yeah, that deal that he struck worked for me.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to skip ahead just a little bit here and talk about the reading level between these two.
But before you do, I actually want to touch on this article list thematic elements.
Yep.
And when you were saying they're talking about the entire education, no, they're not. They're talking only about the reading.
No, I say
list.
It's part of a greater conversation.
Right.
Carol.
So you also mentioned, but never mind. They're looking again specifically at reading list, and without knowing the entire curriculum of the 7th and 8th graders.
Yep.
Maybe current 7th and 8th graders are getting some of this, you know, history of the Middle Ages. Maybe they are getting.
I didn't get any of this stuff. The stuff that they have on these lists, I didn't get anything like this in middle school. When I was in junior high, that's what we called it, where I went, we didn't read stuff like this. We had to do book reports, and we picked our own stuff, and that was really the end of the story.
Did you not have a history class?
Yeah, we had a history class.
Did they not teach you about, like, ancient Greece?
They taught us about those things, but it wasn't required reading. Like,
you don't have to read a book written in ancient Greece to learn about ancient Greece.
Sure.
What they're saying here is during the reading, they read books about, and I'm saying maybe the 7th and 8th graders now are learning about the Middle Ages and learning about Greece. They're just not reading long, boring books about it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be that we may be seeing the result of the improvement of textbooks.
Right, so without knowing the entire curriculum, you can't say that one education is necessarily better than the other.
No, I wouldn't make that claim. I think that...
But that's sort of what is being... They're not actually saying one education is better, but they're certainly implying it.
When I get to the reading level part here, that you'll... It's stunningly different here in this third point that they make about many of the books on the new list here are fairly simple, understandable language and vocabulary familiar to the modern reader versus the, you know, the first paragraph of, you know, one of these more classic books. It's a big difference in the quality of the writing. I mean, it's stunningly annoying to see the one versus the other. And one thing, my son's reading Harry Potter, as I had mentioned earlier, and I think that Rowling makes at least an effort to, you know, call her stuff literature to
right.
some extent.
But, you know, like some of the older books, they would write just a very long run-on sentence that in itself would be an entire paragraph.
Sometimes they're pretty, though. They're just sounding. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here
older
on Free Talk Live.
Older doesn't necessarily mean better.
It doesn't. I wouldn't claim that.
But that's what's being implied here.
Is that what you would claim? 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about reading lists that were from 100 years ago versus middle school reading lists from today. And you can call in with your opinion, and I think just sort of education generally between the two time periods. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and, well, Free Talk Live is helping to build one. We're talking about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory of events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu, and because it's free to use, we can't give you a discount, but we can get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge. So enter code FTL once you're there at Liberty.menu and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu.
So I want to read these two excerpts that the author brings from the two books. One is from the first paragraph of Nothing But the Truth. This is one of the books from the reading list, modern reading list, for middle schoolers. And
have you ever heard of this book?
No, I know nothing about it, but I can tell you I'm not going to read it. Let me read it for you now. Coach Jameson saw me in the hall and said he wanted to make sure I'm trying out for the track team. 4 exclamation points. Said my middle school gym teacher told him I was really good. 4 exclamation points. Then he said that with me and on the Harrison High team, we have a real shot at being county champs. Fantastic! 7 exclamation points. He wouldn't say that unless he meant it. Have to ask folks about helping me get new shoes. Newspaper route won't do at all. Really, there's a kid today that has a newspaper route? But Dad was so excited when I told him what Coach said. I'm sure he'll help. So, you can see, it's a little sugar-coated.
Well, it's trying to write it in the style of somebody in that age group.
LOL.
Yeah.
And this book, just pulled up the Amazon list, or the Amazon listing for the book, was a Newbery Honor book by, they say, acclaimed author Avi. I've never heard of him, but award-winning book, written in 2010.
It's garbage. Now, let me read this one here.
There are lots of things that are garbage, Mark.
Yep, just saying. On the other hand, this is the first paragraph of Longfellow's Evangeline. This is the forest primeval, the murmuring pines and the hemlocks, bearded with moss in garments green, indistinct in the twilight. Stand like druids of eld, with voices sad and prophetic. Stand like harper's whore, with beards that rest in their bosoms. Loud from its rocky caverns, the deep-voiced neighboring ocean speaks, in accents disconsolate answers the wail of the forest.
All right. So, of these two things, I know exactly what is happening in the first one. The second one, the guy just said a bunch of words about a forest at night somewhere near an ocean.
Yep, one of these is poetry. The other one is just modern garbage. And, I mean, so, to me, it harkens back to the same thing again. Is do you want kids to read, or do you want them to read something specific?
Because
you're going to lose some kids along the way if you make them read specific things.
Or do you want them to understand what they're reading, because that's also an option.
You also want kids to write, and I would say the first excerpt would make a child feel like, oh, hey, I can write too, I can write my story, and the second would be like, well, this is just too difficult.
I could never do anything like this.
And all of this is also age appropriate. Like, I would say there's nothing wrong in eating the poetry from the second excerpt. I would just aim it at a slightly older group.
Well, I guess we're to believe that in somehow middle schoolers or junior highers or whatever they're calling them back in 110 years ago were prepared for that. I don't know whether that's true.
Also, 110 years ago, eighth grade was probably the final year of school for most people. Because they would then wind up, you know, going out, getting a job, working the fields, etc.
Well, shouldn't eighth grades, I mean, if they were able to consume enough to go out and get the job and do all that other stuff and read this in eighth grade, then why aren't we doing that now in eighth grade and then just tacking on a better education from ninth through 12th?
Maybe the education has improved, which is why they're not reading some of these books about, you know, Harold, the last of Saxon kings, and they're learning that in British history instead.
Let's go to Brian calling in from California. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I heard your discussion about one aspect of how our society treats the young, and I wanted to move the conversation in a slightly different direction.
Sure.
Because I'm with the youth rights movement, which would generally tend to see any compulsion-based learning system as basically another form of slavery. But rather than directly talk about reading lists, I wonder if you guys would be willing to on my recommendation, for you guys to play the audio of a 5-minute YouTube video from the National Youth Rights Association, with the title of the video is "Why."
Probably not. But if you'll just go ahead and tell me what the points are, that we can work from that angle.
Oh, well, if you actually, I have a different idea. If you won't play that video, I'll go back to.
No, we're not going to play videos on the radio that we have not had the chance to pre-screen.
Yeah, it's the kind of request we can't do.
Another time. Okay, that's fine. Well, then I've got a plan B here to talk. Just suggest that there's a political elephant in the room that some of us are coming to think that the subjugation of the young by adults is just as immoral and for all the same reasons as the subjugation of women by men, or the subjugation of blacks by whites. So
I guess I'd have to hear more, because my experience in life is that, you know, specifically for me and, you know, the experience I've had up to this point is that young people are dumb, and that older people have some level of experience that should be listened to.
There are also some dumb old people.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
caller, yes. Caller, do you have children?
No, I do not.
So do you have experience raising young children?
No,
and seeing the dumb
not.
Things they do? Yeah, so I find that almost everybody I know in the youth...
How much of this talk about children being dumb is an honest, really, truly honest, empirical observation, and how much of it is just really the kind of prejudice that any prejudiced person, it's a common human frailty that people will rationalize their prejudices of just being realistic in the same way that, for example, there are some really dedicated, philosophically committed racists that will call themselves race realists.
I've heard the term.
And how much of this is prejudice against the young, which, frankly, I've come to be pretty cynical about the idea that...
Compared between your youth and whatever age you are now, did you make more 46. Mistakes in your... Okay, I'm 47. Did you make more mistakes in your youth, or you're just making the same amount of mistakes now as you did before?
Frankly, I just wasn't allowed to make any of the mistakes that would have enabled me to... really transition smoothly and relatively painlessly from childhood to adulthood. And
I made some whoppers.
I look back and I think the biggest mistake I ever made was just being too submissive to the authority of adults. And that's the thing that's the big regret that I'm living with. And that's part of the, to make the long story short, that experience is what has, radicalized me, if you will, to youth rights.
Well, what kind of rights are we talking about here?
You got 20 seconds.
We'd want virtually no legal distinction basically no status offenses is, I think, the legal term that virtually anything legal for an adult would be legal for a child.
Wow, I don't want to get on the roads with 10-year-olds driving, I can tell you that much. Brian, I do want to hear more about your stuff in the future, though. Please call in again. The number is 855.
Makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of 5-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.